Question number 10, your question about STEM at the cost of liberal arts. You know, I always liked the acronym STEAM, which added in the arts into science, tech, engineering, and mathematics. I actually don't see it as binary, liberal arts and STEM. I think that both are excellent fields to engage in because they require us to be better researchers, much more curious, to really adopt a systems view, a systems perspective. I really understand that, but as a student of anthropology and Africana studies, I had a double major in college, Africana studies was truly my first foray into systems thinking, because it was so multidisciplinary, interdisciplinary. I was understanding the diaspora of people of African descent as a network, understanding that when one thing in the system shifted, that had a cascading effect in other areas. And I was studying it through the lenses of philosophy and economics and political science. So I really wish we would stop these kind of binary conversations and really have a much more integrative approach in terms of pushing for creativity as a subject. I kind of go back to creativity as a means to an end. Creativity is the vehicle through which artists are so excellently engaged in order to produce their art. Creativity is the means to the best scientists producing their work, and the best engineers are super creative. So I think it would be fine to kind of sift it out, but I don't really see it as a siloed discipline, but much more of a process and a competency that can be the underlying stream and foundation for all subjects.